Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Right, it's almost like probably Lil Mo and Vita were like, maybe I should have done a song with Fat Joe back in the day.
What's up? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily. Thank you for returning. This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX. And here's where we keep you updated on everything that's going down in hip hop music culture. I am one of your lovely hosts, radio personality, media personality, content creator, and now podcaster, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other lovely host and, you know, content creator, radio personality, media personality as well, A-Dub.
It is Wednesday and, you know, the Versus Battle went down last night. So this is like got to be our recap episode. We got to talk all about the Versus Battle, the highlights, the lowlights, surprise guests, trash talk, everything that happened in between. And we got to answer the big question, A-Dub.
Mm-hmm.
Who actually won this Versus Battle?
Let's get into it.
Yes, but right before we get into it, we gotta say, follow the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening right now. Follow, subscribe. Super important, man. We want you to know when we put out new episodes, when we have these contests going on, any other new information about the show. We want you to be tapped in. So make sure you follow us and subscribe to us, man. Do it for you, not for us.
Right.
You know, it's important. But now let's get into this Versus Battle. Okay. So Fat Joe versus Ja Rule. How do we even like the lineup, the head-to-head? Who's battling?
It was a questionable one because everybody wanted Ja Rule and 50 Cent to always go head-to-head because they've had the beef going on.
Right.
But we'll get into it later. But eventually Fat Joe did say he chose Ja Rule because he wanted to, you know, Ja Rule to get his flowers and things like that. But initially, I wasn't understanding the battle between
the
those
matchup.
Two. Yeah.
Yeah, the public did want Ja Rule versus 50 Cent, but we all knew that 50 Cent was not doing a versus battle.
Like,
he has too much going on, and he said it over several different interviews, like The Breakfast Club or Angie Martinez. He said it on a couple of different shows, like, I am not doing a versus battle. What would be the point of me doing it? So I kind of, like, already knew that that was off the table. Mm-hmm. But then I thought, all right, maybe 50 and Fat Joe would be on the table because 50 doesn't seem to have a problem with Fat Joe. I think that's a good matchup. There was talks about it at one point, but then once 50 started saying, like, why would I even do verses? Like, I thought that was something for quarantine, and then they just kept doing it. I'm like, oh, 50 has zero interest in this. It is not happening whatsoever.
Yeah.
So then I was just like, well, I don't know. I didn't know if Fat Joe and Ja Rule would mesh. Like, I needed it to mesh. Like, I just felt like 50 Cent was the right person for both of them. But nonetheless, they got together, they did it, and they had moments. This versus battle had some moments.
Yeah, definitely so. Of course, you had, like, your trash talk in between, but eventually they would trash talk and show love, so it was, like, a good back and forth.
Yeah, they had a balance. They had a nice balance going on.
I think the big moments were, like, who they brought out, for sure.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, let's go through it. So first special guest, Remy Ma. Fat Joe brings out Remy Ma to do Twins, and Remy actually does Puns, Big Puns verse on Twins. Mm-hmm. I thought that was super epic, just to know the relationship between Fat Joe and Remy and Pun. All of them was tight as you know what. So just to see Remy do that, and then that's not even an easy verse. Like, Twins, you gotta have your linguistics correct for that, okay?
Right.
You gotta have a nimble tongue to do Big Pun's verse on that song. So Remy came out heavy with that off rip. And then the outfit she had on, it was like a a cheetah print yellow puffer jacket with the matching shorts. Like, Remy came to make a statement off rip.
Right. Thighs was out on the Madison Square Garden stage. They was out.
Facts. And then Remy stayed out for that. She stayed out to do All the Way Up. And when her and Joe did that, that was crazy because I didn't know he was going to play All the Way Up that early. I thought All the Way Up was going to be in the later rounds.
Yeah, that was pretty early for the All the Way Up.
Then you had another good moment for me, which was like when Remy was looking like she wanted to slap Ja Rule. Did you catch that?
When
Ja Rule was talking to her in the beginning and he was like, yo, you had to bring out Remy to save you. He was trash talking to Fat Joe. And then he was like, yeah, Remy, you saved him. And then Remy was just looking like, yo, say one more thing to me, you might get slapped, punched, beat up right here. Like, I love the feeling of danger that Remy Ma was bringing to the stage. Like, that was classic for me.
Yeah, I remember him saying that Remy saved him, but I ain't peeped the look, though.
you should have caught the death stare. That was crazy. And then that's what, after that, I think is when Remy was like, oh, yeah, it's a 187 on Ja Rule. Streets need a body. And Remy started talking that murder talk. And I was just like, all right, it's getting scary. This is the energy we need right here.
Right, exactly.
So, of course, Ja Rule had to retort. He had to bring out some special guest of his own. And he brought out Lil Mo and Vida for Put It On Me. That was a moment right there.
A big moment, because that's such a big song from Ja Rule's catalog.
Right.
So to actually have the two women that are on the song come out. Because you said Lil Mo had to make an appearance, but I didn't think Vida was going to come through.
Yeah, no. That was really the extra tier of the surprise, because we haven't seen Vida in years. Haven't heard anything from her. So to see her come out, she came out with the abs. Somebody said she had been working out since that song came out. Put It On Me is like 20 years old. So that was hilarious. But Lil Mo, she did the thing, man. She came out with the energy. Her vocals were crisp. Crisp. Yes. Lil Mo vocals. So Put It On Me was definitely a moment. Fat Joe's trash talk was a lot for me as well at sometimes. I know a couple of the ladies were kind of mad. I was one of them, because I was like, yo, Fat Joe, like, why are you going so hard at the ladies? You remember how he was just like, yo, you need to feed those women. You got Dusty B words back here. You got them at the crack house. And I'm just like, yo, like, yeah. All right, the verses is between you and Ja Rule. You need to leave everybody else out of it, okay? Because, and then he was specifically focused on the ladies. I was like, oh yeah, Fat Joe is a little wild right now. I'm gonna charge it up to the drinks. Maybe that's what was going on, or the battle spirit. But he definitely apologized later on, because he knew he was out of pocket on that.
Yeah, I saw a tweet or some type of post go around where Fat Joe was saying, shout out to the ladies. Very sorry if I disrespected. I love Vida and Lil Mo. I'm super sorry. Love my sisters. But people were saying that don't sound like he wrote it, or, you know, Fat Joe knew he was wrong for saying that. Or maybe he just got into the moment, but
he knew he was wrong. He had got into the moment, was trying to down Ja Rule, and wound up downing the ladies. And it's just like, nah, man, that was disrespectful. Because he was coming for people's appearance and financials and all that. I could see if you were in a versus with them, then, you know, that's a different story. But you in a versus with Ja, so talk trash about Ja.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I think it was right that he apologized for that, even though the apology sounded like he wrote it when he was drunk on Twitter. But, you know, it's versus. I expect the liquor to be flowing, the Ciroc specifically to be flowing. So, yeah, that was it. You know what was another hilarious moment to me that I just really didn't understand? Ja Rule singing Chris Brown's part on Another Round when Fat Joe did Another Round.
He was so hyped to sing that part.
That must have been his song, because I am like, yo, you know that's your opponent, right? Like, you're helping him. You're singing a hook on one of his songs that you're not on. Like, this is not the Kumbaya moment where y'all come together and y'all sing. Like, this is just, I don't know. I think the spirit just moved Ja Rule to sing that. That must have really been his song.
I mean, Another Round is a bop. It is a good song. Is.
You know, I talk on the Another Round instrumental all the time on the radio. Like, you know how we just talk over our music beds? Mm-hmm. I like Another Round. I use that instrumental all the time. But you're not going to catch me singing the hook at the verses for Fat Joe.
Right. And then I'm glad you brought up that point, because I guess elsewhere in the battle was Fat Joe kept doing like his freestyles or remixes to other songs that weren't out. Like he would take the beat and like do an updated verse.
Right.
And Ja Rule called him out on that, being like, I thought we doing our own songs. Like, why are you performing other people's songs? And so Fat Joe was kind of like doing that for a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ja Rule got on him for that. Fat Joe basically asked Ja Rule, like, yo, where you been at the last 15 years? I thought that was a good little jab at him. Mm-hmm. But some more of the great, like, song for song moments were when Slow Down was up against Put It On Me. Don mm-hmm. Cartagena was up against Thug Lovin'. Then you had All I Do Is Win remix versus So Much Pain. Like, you had a couple of good song matchups. Yeah, Ain't That Funny versus Sunshine, The Light. Like, mm-hmm. you just had some good song-for-song moments. I know somebody said we're tired of hearing T-Pain songs in the battles, in the versus battles.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, dang. Well, okay, it's not T-Pain's fault. He was on so many legendary songs and hooks and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, those were moments as well. And then I think another thing was when Ja did that crazy crowd participation. Like, I think that is one of Ja's strong suits in this whole versus battle, because even when Fat Joe was making the point about, yesterday's hits are not today's hits. Remember when he said that?
Right.
Kind of like a play on yesterday's price is not today's price. You know how they have a new trendy saying every year.
Mm-hmm.
So Fat Joe did his own little spin on that. He was like, yesterday's hits are not today's hits. And then Ja Rule has the best response ever. He goes, yesterday's hits are called timeless classics. Right. And he tells the crowd to go, when I say timeless, you say classics. And he goes, timeless. And they go, classics. I was like, yo, I didn't know that they were going to respond to Ja Rule that well.
Yeah, I was worried about Ja Rule and the crowd participation, because everybody brings up that basketball game fiasco where the crowd wasn't rocking with him.
Right.
But I guess versus energy is a different energy, and you just respond back no matter who talking. But Ja Rule had it.
It was a whole different energy. Ja had that crowd participation on 10.
Mm-hmm.
And then he did it again when it was time to bring Lil Mo out once again for I Cry, which is like the biggest song when they perform. Like, it's just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
And he tried to do a bit much on that time around when he was, like, playing choir director. And he's like, yo, this side, y'all do when I cry. This side, y'all do when you cry. And in the middle, y'all do we cry. And then we all do together. And then Fat Joe's like, yo, we need you to wrap this up, man. It's getting long here. This is like a five-minute prep you're doing for this record. And we get it. But it was just like, all right. It worked. Barely. It barely worked. But it worked. It was effective. Mo came back out, crushed it again. Vocals still crisp, still on point, like she never fell off.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the moment as well. I cried. And then you have Fat Joe. He like, not to be outdone, he like, I'm going to bring out Nelly.
Yep, that was a big surprise. I didn't think Nelly was going to pop up.
Yeah, I couldn't have predicted that one, because out of all the people that Fat Joe could have brought out, like, I thought maybe he would bring out Khaled. Maybe he would bring out Diddy or somebody like that.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think he was bringing out Nelly, but it was effective. I think that was effective.
Yeah, Nelly was...
Get It Poppin'.
Yeah, they did Get It Poppin', and then Nelly was able to do his Hot In Here for a little mm-hmm. bit. So, yeah.
Yeah, it was a cute early 2000s vibe when that happened. And then Ashanti.
Come on.
Ashanti getting a real versus moment here, because we know what happened with her and Keisha Cole's verses. Got postponed multiple times. She caught COVID. She was in Africa the day she was supposed to be on verses. The day the actual verses really did happen, there was technical issues. Keisha was mad. Like, there was just a lot of roadblocks on Ashanti's original versus battle. So to see her come back and get this actual versus moment, everything goes smooth. She does some of her biggest features for both sides, like mm-hmm. we said, like we predicted here on DX Daily Podcast that she would do. It was just great, man. She really, really rose to the occasion on the versus battle.
Yeah, she really did. And I thought it was good that, you know, she came out for Ja Rule first, or Ja Rule brought her out. So they did Mesmerize and Always On Time. And then, you know, Fat Joe grabbed her for What's Love. She was running back and forth on that stage on both sides.
She was. They was putting Ashanti to work that night. But she looked like she was loving every second of it. Mm-hmm. And I like how after Ashanti and Ja did Mesmerize, she's like, all right, New York, da-da-da-da-da, walking off.
Right.
And then Fat Joe's like, come here. Come here, mommy. No, we need you over here. It's time to do your song with me. And then Fat Joe plays like, oh, I had to beg you to go do the song with Ja Rule. That was funny, too.
Uh-huh.
But another funny moment Ashanti wise was the Nelly thing. Did we see Nelly make his way over during the battle to go speak to Ashanti?
Nelly wanted that hug, girl. It's been a minute.
Nelly went over and speak. It was big where my hug at energy, big hey stranger, big hey big head energy.
Yep.
All of that. Very much what y'all about to do after this vibes.
Okay. I don't blame them. Ashanti was looking good. Nelly was looking good, too.
She was. She was hitting the Megan Thee Stallion knees a couple of times during her performances. Like, really looking like she hasn't missed a beat. So, Nelly was like, I gotta go speak.
I ain't mad.
And then another thirst trap moment. Ja Rule took his shirt off during the performance.
Oh, he did.
That was a vibe. Because I was like, is he not pushing 50? Like, he looks good still.
Yeah, oh, you think Ja Rule look good, huh?
Body-wise. No, I don't. What is Ja Rule's age? Like, can we look that up real quick?
He gotta be up there.
Ja Rule is 45 with better bodies than some 30-year-olds.
No, that's facts. He was looking good.
Nah, he won the best body battle of the night.
Definitely.
And you know, there were several versus battles that went on last night too, right? It wasn't just like Fat Joe versus Ja Rule.
What was it?
It was, okay, it was Battle of the Music. It was song for song, Ja Rule versus Fat Joe. But you also had Battle of the Fits.
Oh, yeah.
And you, who won that? You know who won that.
Fat Joe had to get the fits. He had a whole fit change during intermission.
Fat Joe did give us a look with the outfit change, that sweatsuit. Kudos to him for performing in that and not passing out. Mm-hmm. Like, that was a whole vibe. So Fat Joe definitely won Battle of the Fits. Battle of the Bodies, we know who won that.
Ja Rule, easily.
Easily. And we also, and then I would have to say Vida maybe runner up for that. Because when she came out with the 12-pack.
I mean, it's impressive.
She came out with the 12-pack. And then you had Battle of the Gifts. Because there was some gift giving going on.
There was. Fat Joe gave Ashanti and Remy Ma Birkin bags.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was a great moment because it's like, you guys bring out the ladies. You have them do these hooks for you at every different event that you're at or any early 2000s revamp concert, whatever the case is. Like, they always bring the ladies out. And it's just like, well, it's good to see them show them some actual appreciation, some tangible appreciation. I just wish Ja Rule would have had something for Lil Mo and Vida. Because then I was just like, damn, like, okay, Ashanti and Remy getting Birkins. Like, that's what's up. Fat Joe doing it big. Ja Rule, what you gonna do?
Right, it's almost like probably Lil Mo and Vida were like, maybe I should have done a song with Fat Joe back in the day.
Right, he giving out Birkins over there on that side. Come on now. But that was great. So Fat Joe definitely won Battle of the Gifts. And then it was Battle of the Guest Performers. Who do we think won that?
I'm gonna have to go with Ja Rule. Ja Rule had the better, and the fact that he brought out Ashanti first.
Right.
I gotta give it to Ja Rule.
Yeah. I think it was more effective. I think Ashanti and Lil Mo were more effective than Kool & Dre and Nelly. I'm sorry. Just because, like, they just, the songs that were performed by Ashanti and Lil Mo were just more classic to us than the Get It Poppin' with Nelly was, particularly.
Right.
So, yeah, I agree with you on that. I'm going to say Ja Rule won the Battle of the Guest Performers. And then, you know, the great part at the end was the whole I love you. You know, we talking our talk. We talking smack, but we love each other vibe. That whole speech they gave. I thought that was a cute moment.
Mm-hmm, that was a cute moment.
Yeah. And then what else do you have? Oh, is it me? Or did you get like an energy like with the trash talk of kind of the Lox versus Dipset battle? Like, I felt like Ja Rule kept on trying to catch a Jadakiss moment, like doing his speeches and stuff like, oh yeah, we in the Mecca hip hop and da, 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 I'm the best, blah, blah, blah. Like, it felt like very Jadakiss-y to me.
Yeah, it did give off that type of vibe, you know, of that New York talk or like trying to do what the Lox and Dipset versus kind of was. And I saw some comments being like, yo, the Lox effect don't work or everything. For everybody,
right. Yeah, no, it's like, do y'all. Like, you cannot recreate the energy of that battle. Same way you can't recreate the energy of the Beanie Man, Bounty Killer battle. Same way Monica and Brandy, like, every battle is supposed to have its unique own energy. And I felt like Fat Joe and Ja were kind of aiming for that Lox energy, that Jadakiss energy, especially with the trash talk back and forth. Like, it felt a little less organic at times than the Lox versus Dipset, just because it felt like they had studied that battle. So I feel like if there was only one criticism I had, it would be that, like, give us less Jada vibes. Like, Ja was quoting Jada at one point. I'm like, Give us less of that and just give us y'all.
Right, exactly. I agree.
But that was my only complaint. Other than that, I was vibing with it. So now let's get to the big question. Who really won the battle? Because I got a couple of names, and I don't think it's Fat Joe or Ja Rule.
Well, I think I'm going to go with Ja Rule. I think Ja Rule took it. I think, I mean, his songs were just like classics to me. Mm-hmm. I grew up more with it. Yeah. But Fat Joe, he did come with some heat on the second round after he changed his outfit.
He did turn it up on part two. After the intermission, Joe went to another level. No, you're right.
Exactly. But yeah.
But yeah, okay. I can agree with Ja, but I think who really, really, really won was number one, The Lox and Jadakiss again.
Mm-hmm.
They were emulated, never duplicated. Their presence was all over this battle. And then they did bring out Jada actually at the end to do New York, which is the song that had Jada's biggest moment in his versus battle.
Mm-hmm.
But it also features Fat Joe and, of course, Ja Rule.
Right.
And they all do it together. It was a vibe. That was like the big thing. You could tell they were excited about that. Like, ooh, we gonna kill him with this one. Mm-hmm. You could tell they said that. Number two. The crowd, man, because they were loving it the whole time. Anytime somebody stuck a mic into that crowd, you hear people saying every word.
Oh, like, yeah.
On the Ja Rule songs, when Ashanti came out, especially, like, the crowd is saying every word. Fat Joe songs, same thing. Like, I'm like, yo, the crowd is lit tonight. You could hear them more than any other versus battle during this one to me, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, the winner, I'm going to say Lil Mo. Lil Mo came out sounding amazing, bro. Like, if people don't start calling Lil Mo for features after seeing that battle, like, I don't know what's wrong with them, because she sounded so great. And mind you, this is 20 years in the game, still sounding like the record that came out 20 years ago. So, Lil Mo, number four, of course, Ashanti, for all the reasons we just broke down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and she got a Birkin bag on top of the classic songs and the great performance, sounding good, looking good, Megan needs all of that. So I would say Ashanti. And lastly, honorable mention. I don't know how many people caught this one, but I caught it the whole time. I would say number five, the number five person that won the battle is Charlamagne Tha God.
Oh, the whole damn ad during the whole show.
Because, yo, that was like the Charlamagne Tha God's God's Honest Truth advertisement for his show that's coming out on Comedy Central.
Mm-hmm.
That was bigger than the Ciroc logo. That was bigger than the Versus logo. Like, that was primetime ad space. That's all you saw, the whole screen, the whole Versus battle. Charlamagne Tha God's God's Honest Truth, September 17th. I'm like, yo, I gotta tune in to this, man. They are prime time advertising right now. So yeah, he won the Versus battle too.
Yeah, for sure. That was a whole billboard on that stage. Like, how could you
for
miss
real,
it?
You could not miss that one. So yeah, that's who really won the Versus battle. If you want to get down to it, we got Ja Rule and we got all of the people that I just listed. So if you were wondering, there it is. Your question has been answered. That is going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms. Follow this podcast. Super, super, super important that you do so. We said it in the beginning. Now we're saying it again because it's so important. So make sure you follow and subscribe. Also, subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our socials, like our Instagram, our Twitter, and our TikTok at Hip Hop DX.
Yes, you can follow us too. You know, we was getting some feedback yesterday, so we want to keep up with the feedback. Let us know what you think about the podcast. You can hit us on social media. I'm at Asia Sky on all platforms. A-S-H-I-A is Asia, S-K-Y-E is Sky.
You can follow me on everything at A-Dub, that's A-Y-E-E-E-D-U-B-B.
All righty, we'll see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.